Time once again for WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Omar Fatou. I'm joined, as always, by reporter Bill Hoppe. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, the Sabres continue their Western Canada road trip tonight with a game in Calgary. They're coming off consecutive losses to Edmonton and Vancouver. The team was on a nice little run. They were 3-0-1 heading into that road trip, but that momentum seems to have stalled.
Yeah, they had really built up a lot of momentum with some nice wins, a strong home win against the Coyotes on Friday, and just two bad games, in my opinion, out west. An Oilers team that's not very good. Sure, they have a lot of talent, a lot of speed, a lot of young talent, but the Sabres should beat the Edmonton Oilers, in my opinion. And then they go to Vancouver a night later, a reeling team the Sabres beat a month ago at home, and just another game where within the game, if you break it down, there's nothing to like. Really like in Edmonton, and not much to like in Vancouver. And here they are. It's coming up on Christmas, and they're almost in last place overall in the league, and I don't think that's something we really expected.
Rookie goalie Linus Ullmark is winless in his last six games. He's given up 9 goals in his last two. Looks like he's sort of hitting a wall.
Yes, he's definitely hit a wall, and I think that was kind of to be expected. He was playing some great goal for 3-4 weeks, but he's a 22-year-old who's in his first North American season. He played 3 AHL games, and young goalies like that really don't keep up that kind of pace, and maybe teams are starting to kind of get a book on him. Maybe the NHL is kind of caught up to him, but you watch him in net, and he doesn't look good. He's flopping all over. He's not very composed. And I think maybe it might not happen this weekend, but the Sabres should consider just sending him down to Rochester for a couple games and just maybe let him get his confidence back. They have nothing to lose by doing it.
One bright spot recently has been the play of Jamie McGinn. He's a guy we haven't talked about much this season. He came over in the Ryan O'Reilly trade. He has points in 6 straight games. He's seeing more ice time, and he's certainly benefiting from playing with Jack Eichel.
Yes, he certainly is, and he's a guy that under normal circumstances, if the Sabres got a young 20-goal scorer in a trade, it would have been a big deal. But because he came in that Ryan O'Reilly trade, a blockbuster deal for a number one center, the same night the Sabres drafted Jack Eichel, he got lost in the shuffle, and he's been very good. He's very versatile. He's played on every line this year. I think he's played with just about every player, and I think he's probably been their most underrated player this year. He's not a guy you really expected to be among their top scorers, but here we are more than a quarter into the season, and he has more goals and points than Brian Gionta and Matt Molson, Zemgus Girgensons, and a bunch of other guys. So he just fits well into what they're doing. He's a guy that he likes to get gritty for goals. He likes to go to the net. He can kind of be a sandpaper player, so every team needs one of those.
Well, a busy week ahead, 5 games in the next 8 days. We'll have plenty to talk about next week. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.